我们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Please prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期晚上在会堂的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin our Friday evening service.
一起来唱赞美诗244首。
Let's sing hymn number 244.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告。
We will now kneel down and pray together.
再次来请求主耶稣基督借着圣灵来带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let's ask the Lord Jesus Christ to guide us through this evening service.
让我们从他的信息当中来得造就，来得着学习。
So that we can be edified from the message that he is giving us.
一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
晚上我们一样要借着箴言的查考我们来学习当中的一些道理。
This evening I would like to study a passage from the book of Proverbs.
人类之所以被称作万物的灵长。
Mankind is considered the
spiritual chief of a creator.
He's the steward of all creation.
除了具有能思想、有理性、有判断力之外
，Not only does mankind have the ability to think, to reason, and to judge logically.
其中有一项就是能够自我管理自己的情绪。
They also have the ability to control their own desires.
这是一般其他的受造之物所没有的。
This is something that the other created beings do not have.
那按道理来讲，人既然具有这样的一个特性，就能够控制自己的情绪，能够规规矩矩来生活。
And it's this ability to keep their desires and wants in check that allow people to live.In harmony with each other in civilized society.
彼此互相能够尊重对方才对。
And that's how they are able to have respect for one another.
但事实上并不是这样子。
But in reality, it's not always like this.
或许我们刚刚才从这个繁忙的这个交通里头脱身而已。
Maybe we battle a lot of traffic just to get here.
那我们也许有这样的。这个经验。
And we may have experiences such as this.
为什么会塞车？
Why do traffic jams occur?
有可能有车辆发生这个擦撞事故等等。
It might be the result of a collision between vehicles.
那有时候我们就看到两边的司机纷纷谁也不让谁。
Or it's because the two drivers are refusing to yield to each other.
从这个争论就起了这个这个脾气来呀。
And as a result, anger might come in the form of road rage.
那甚至最后就打起架来。
And as a result, the two might even result in physical violence.
就造成更大的这个纠纷呐。
And it creates a mountain out of a molehill of disputes.
所以我们看到在今天的社会当中到处充满着没有办法自我管理自我克制的这个现象。
So in society, we often see signs of people's inability to control their own desires and wants.
不能够不让人怀疑人到底有没有这个自我判断跟自我节制的能力
？And it leads us to question the abilities for others to judge and think rationally.
事实上，生气是人类在情绪的自然反应。
Anger is the natural result of our emotions and desires.
除非一个人他没有是非黑白的观念。
Unless a person has no sense of what is right or wrong.
否则都难免会有生气发怒的时候。
That person will find himself or herself angry at something.
但是值得我们去思考的， 我们为什么生气？
But let's think about why do we get angry?
哦，那又怎么样让我们平息我们的怒气？
And what can calm our anger?
哦，这个也是我们应当拥有的智慧。
This is the wisdom that we need to have.
好，所以我们以下啊，我们要借着箴言哦当中啊啊有关勉励人不要生气哦的这些经文来做一个依据啊。
So let us learn from a number of passages in Proverbs that encourage us not to become angry.
哦，期待我们呢 都能够成为一个哈、哦、啊懂得管理我们的情绪的基督徒。
And I hope that we can all be Christians who know how to control their own desires and emotions.
哦，那我们将从两方面来分享这个主题。
Let's share this topic from two perspectives.
哦，第一个就是为什么不可以轻易发怒。
First is why we cannot be easily angered.
好，那第二个啊，就是怎么样来处理我们心中的怒气。
And second is how do we dissipate our inner anger?
好，那首先我们来看看啊，第一个啊，为什么不可以轻易发怒
？First, let's look at the reasons as to why we cannot be easily angered.
哦，就如同我们刚刚所说的啊，除非一个人没有是非黑白观念啊，否则都难免会有生气发怒的时候。
As I mentioned earlier.We become angry because we have a sense of what is right and wrong.
哦，所以箴言里面呢、啊，也没有要求我们不可以生气。
So that is why Proverbs does not require us to never get angry.
哦，但是却很多地方啊，提醒我们不要轻易的发怒。
But it reminds us in many verses about not to get about that we should not get easily angered.
哦，我们来看啊、这个箴言的十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
29节
Verse 29.
箴言十四章二十九节
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29.
二十九节不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。好，我们再看十九章的十一节
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 11.
好，箴言十九章十一节
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节，人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。这两处的经文都在提醒我们。
These two verses give us the same reminder.
能控制自己的情绪是我们生命成熟的表现。
Which is that our ability to control our anger is a sign of our inner maturity.
事实上如果我们知道哦，这个随便的生气啊、哦，不但会让别人痛苦啊、哦，我们自己也会受损伤。
If we lose our temper easily, then we not only cause pain to others, we can also cause pain to ourselves.、
我们就会懂得、啊、经常提醒我们不要轻易的发怒。
So based on that, we should constantly remind ourselves not to be easily angered.
哦，那我们将从三方面。来谈为什么不可以轻易发怒。
So let us look at three reasons as to why we cannot anger easily.
那刚刚我们所读到的这个经文十四章的二十九节告诉我们。
If we look back at chapter 14, verse 29.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明。
We see that it says here, he who is slow to wrath has great understanding.
那如果我们往前看十四章的十七节
If we look a couple of verses earlier at verse 17 of the same chapter.
那个十七节那边告诉我们说轻易发怒的行事愚妄。
Verse 17 says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly.
所以这两处的经文呢同时提醒我们这个生气会让我们失去理智。
These verses tell us that when we are quick to anger, then we lose understanding.
会让我们意气用事。甚至做出过分的行为，不合理智的言语。
And we end up acting on our own impulses and commit things that are.Absolutely foolish.
所以十七节那边说啊，行事愚妄。
So that is why that a quick temperament acts foolishly.
那个心理学家也这么说啊。
And Psychologists agree with this.
说发怒哦，啊，好像啊，这个片刻的发疯啊，啊，让人失去理性。啊，如果我们不控制这种情绪，那情绪就会控制我们。
Some psychologists view anger as a temporary bout of insanity in which we are unable to control our own desires and impulses.
哦，你看那个夫妻吵起架来，失去了理性，哦，那个啊，名贵的这个。哦，碗盘啊，通通把它摔到地上。
When a couple gets into fight with each other, they may not think twice about throwing valuable objects at one another, even it means breaking them.
哦，那等到这个气消了之后，哇，才在那边惋惜啊，啊，我那个哦，这个碗盘啊，很名贵啊，哦，很有纪念价值，那是都来不及了。
It's only when the anger subsides that they realize that they just destroyed something that's very valuable, but by then it's too late.
哦，那生气的时候啊，哦，失去理智哦，哦，很轻易的就啊，那我们离婚啦，哦，就讲出来了。
And when we're angry, we might end up saying rash words, saying such as, "Oh, I might as well get divorced from you."
哦，那真的等到真的说、啊、律师来了，哦，要签字了，你又开始后悔了。
But by the time both sides call the lawyers to sign divorce papers, it's probably already regrets.
哦。啊，所以真的如同心理学家说的一样，哦，说生气啊，哦，好像我们暂时发疯，失去理智。
So indeed, anger is like temporary losing our own sanity.
哦，但是有时候，哦，当我们看到啊不公平、不公正的事情发生，我们也会从心里头啊，哦，生气起来。
But there are times when we see instances of injustice.Then we will find ourselves angry at what is taking place.
哦，这是因为神把这种是非之心，哦，把真理啊放在我们心里头的缘故。
That anger arises within us because God has given us a sense of what is right and wrong.
啊，所以我们会，哦，所谓的发义怒嘛。
So we will find ourselves feeling righteous anger.
哦，但是圣经也经常提醒我们。哦，不要让这个生气，哦，啊，变成没有理智的愤怒。
But Bible often reminds us to not let our anger become an irrational, unreasonable rage.
哦，箴言的啊，这个二十九章的二十二节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 22.
哦，二十九章的二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 22.
哦，这个二十二节说，好气的人哦，挑起争端；暴怒的人多多犯罪。
An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression.
哦，那个这里呀、啊，哦，告诉我们说哈、哦，这个暴怒的人啊，多多犯罪；哦，好气的人啊，挑起争端。
This verse tells us how angry people.Often sin or create strife.
哎，有时候这个情绪啊，会彼此感染呢。
And an angry feeling is often contagious.
哦，你们看到说啊，在游行示威哦，这个抗争的时候，啊、哦，尤其明显。
We can especially see it during protests with large crowds.
哦，这个脾气哈、哦。情绪啊，哎，会彼此感染，所以甚至做出啊，哦，这个犯罪、非理性的行为，彼此伤害。
If anger is created within the crowd, then it's easy for anger to spread and turn into a riot.
哦，因为我们当带着哈、哦，当我们带着这个怒气啊，在跟别人沟通啊，啊、哦，别人你很容易被感染，用怒气啊来回应我们。
Because when we communicate anger to other people, it can stir up angry feelings within them too, and thus it spreads.
哦，那讲话就越来越大声了。
And the more we talk, the louder we become.
哦，啊，甚至就引起啊，啊，这言语跟肢体的冲突起来。
And we end up using hurtful words and even violence.
哦，所以我们要提醒哈、哦、我们自己啊，啊、哦，生气哈、哦、会让我们行事愚妄。
So we need to understand that anger can cause us to lose sight of our actions.
哦，所以我们要学会啊，能够管理我们的情绪，克制我们自己的怒气。
Thus, we need to control our own desires and feelings and to curb our anger.
哦，这是我们不要随便生气的第一个原因。
This is the first reason as to why we should not be quick to anger.
哦，因为会让我们行事愚妄。
Because we will act foolishly as a result.
好，那我们刚刚读的这个箴言十九章的十一节那里又说到。
If we look back at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11, which we just read.
哦，说人有见识啊，就不轻易发怒。
Says that a discretion of a man makes him slow to anger.
哦，所以为什么不能够随便的生气
？So why can we not be quick to anger?
因为啊，哦，轻易发怒啊，会显示出我们自己没有见识。
Because when we're quick to anger, it displays the fact that we have little to no discretion.
哦，什么是没有见识
？What does it mean to not have discretion?
哦，通常是指着人的无知跟无能来说的。
It refers to a person's lack of wisdom and knowledge.
什么样的人啊，会经常容易生气
？What kind of people are quick to anger?
哦，通常是软弱的人。
Often it's those who have a sense of weakness within them.
哦，当人啊，在哦，这个啊，理短词穷的时候啊，哦，没有什么话可以回答人家的这个时候，哦，往往就很容易发脾气。
When a person is unable to counter a point verbally and becomes speechless, they often respond with anger instead.
哦，因为既不能够啊，凭着道理来说服人家，也没有更好的方法哦，来感化人家。
Because if you are unable to convince other people with your words and logic,
哦，只好用生气哦，来看看哦，人家会不会怕我们
？Then you may resort to anger and violence to intimidate them.
哦，所以有时候生气啊，往往是软弱的表现呢。
So anger is actually oftentimes a display of weakness.
哦，那另外一方面哦，这里说的没有见识哦，也是指着人的无知。
And the lack of discretion also refers to a person's lack of knowledge.
哦，因为无知的人哦，往往局限于自己自以为是、自以为意里面而生气。
Because a person with no knowledge may think that being angry justifies what they believe in.
哦，但有一个故事这么说。
There's a story that goes like this.
哦，有一个哈、哦，这个啊，种菜的年轻农夫啊。
There was a farmer who grew vegetables.
哦，他挑着啊，他所种的菜，哦，沿着大街小巷在叫卖。
And he carried his produce on his back and went into town to sell them.
哦，那这个啊巷子口啊，有个大宅院，哦，里头啊啊有一个哈啊这个啊满哈、哦、满脸这个白胡须的老人呐、啊，走了出来呀、
啊。And out of a house came an elderly person with a long beard.
哦，他很哦，对这个年轻的农夫哦，他的勤劳啊，哎，非常的感动。
And this old man was moved seeing the hard work that this young farmer was putting in selling his products.
哦，所以就向他买哦买菜。
So he bought some vegetables for him.
哦，他挑了两根黄瓜，四个番茄。
He picked out two cucumbers and four tomatoes.
哦，他说你等一下，我进去拿钱。
And he said, "Wait here, I will go get my money."
哦，啊，那个年轻农夫在外面等了一会儿，哦，这个老人家出来了。
And after waiting for a while, the old man came back out.
哦，没有给这个年轻农夫钱呢、啊，却给了他一张画。
Instead of giving him money, he gave this young farmer a drawing.
哦。这个画就是画那两根啊、这个黄瓜、哦，四个番茄。
It was a drawing of four tomatoes and two cucumbers.
哦，他说啊，这个就算菜钱好了，这一幅画啊、哦，就算我给你的菜钱。
He said to him, "Let this drawing here be the money in which I buy these vegetables."
哦，这个年轻的农夫啊，哦，看了之后啊，就很生气啊。
Upon seeing this, this young farmer became very angry.
哦，就骂这个老人家说：“你这个老骗子，你不要想用这个假黄瓜和假番茄来换我的真黄瓜、真番茄。”
And he yelled at the old person saying, don't you dare try to pass off this drawing here as real money.
哦，你今天啊，不给我钱啊，我不跟你善罢甘休。
That if you don't give me money, then I will not let you buy my vegetables.
哦啊，这个年轻的农夫哦，啊，经了他这样啊叫嚷之后啊，引来了一群人围观呐、啊。
And as this young farmer went on an angry tirade, a number of spectators came and watched the scene.
哦，那当中有一个人就走出来了。
And one of the spectators came forward.
哦，这个哈、哦、啊，这个人就对这个年轻的农夫讲说：“啊，你不要生气了，来了，你那个哦，你把那一幅画给我啊，哦，多少钱呐、啊？哦，我啊，给你。”
And this person said to the young farmer, "Here, how about if you give me that drawing, I'll give you whatever amount of money that."You want.
哦，这个农夫啊，看到有人要替这个老人出钱呐、啊，看到钱的份上啊，哦，就不生气。好了，好了，好了，啊，哦，今天就算了。哦，多少钱呢、啊？哦，就啊，把这个话给了对方啊，哦，向对方拿了钱呢、啊。
And so the young farmer's anger subsided and agreed to the cost of the drawing and took it.
还一边呢 自言自语的说。哦、我今天呢、啊、遇到一个疯子、哦、拿一幅画要跟我换、啊、黄瓜、哦、跟这个番茄，后来又遇到一个傻子、哦、竟然、啊哦、那个拿钱、啊、跟我换那一幅画。
And this young farmer said to himself, I've encountered two fools today, one who was willing to give me a drawing in exchange for vegetables, and one who's willing toGive me money in exchange for a drawing.
哦，觉得自己啊是最聪明的。
He thought himself that he was the smartest person among them all.
其实他根本不晓得，那个老人家是鼎鼎有名的国画大师。
But he did not understand that this old person that he talked to was actually a well-known artist.
他的画是价值连城啊，哦，是收藏家抢着买的。
And that his work of art was so appealing that many people would pay large sums just to buy them.
这个老人家是看这个年轻的农夫啊，哦，这个很勤劳，想要帮助他，没想到这个年轻农夫哦，不但不识货，又自以为是。
And he gave this wonderful painting to the young farmer as a token of thanksgiving, but the young farmer did not recognize its value.
哦，这个受说这个吃亏的到底是谁？吃亏的是自己呀、啊。
So who ended up being the loser here? It was a young farmer.
哦，所以这个故事哦，提供我们一个信息。
So this story here gave us a lesson to learn.
人也会经常因着自己没有见识，哦，就冲动，就发怒。
That we will often find ourselves getting angry because of a lack of knowledge.
哦，这个也值得我们提醒自己。
And this is something for us.To mind ourselves about.
轻易发怒的、哦、显示出我们是个没有见识，是个无知无能的人。
If we are quick to anger, then we do not have good discernment or knowledge.、
哦、所以不要随便生气、哦、
So we must not be quick to anger.、
哦、以免、哦、自取其辱、哦、丢自己的脸。
So that we will not make a fool out of ourselves.、
哦那再来第三个，为什么我们不要轻易发怒
？So let's look at the third point. Why should we not be easily angered?
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第一章的二十节。
James chapter one verse 20.
一章的二十节说：“因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。”
Here in verse 20 it says.For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
哦，人往往会啊，自认为自己是哦真理的代表哈，正义的化身。
We may be prone to thinking that we represent what is right.
哦，但是往往却不晓得哦，神他才是绝对的公义，神才是全知全能的。
But now understanding that God Himself is the only standard of what is right and just.
哦，所以人往往啊啊想要扮演神的角色啊，就会哦就会发脾气。
So we, when we try to take on the role of God, we will get angry as a result.
在这个约拿书里头的约拿就是一个例子。
An example can be found in the story of Jonah.
神要约拿去尼尼微城去传警告，他不愿意去。
Jonah was unwilling to go to Nineveh to spread the warning of God's judgment.
后来啊，经过神的管教之后啊，才去传警告。
He only went after God punished him for his disobedience.
但是当他看到尼尼微城的人竟然因着他所传讲的信息，个个悔改了。
But when he saw that the people of Nineveh, sure enough, actually repented,
大大的生气。
Then he became very angry.
我们也觉得很奇怪他去传警告，目的不是希望人家悔改吗？
And we might
希望人家听他的吗？
We might be puzzled as this, and we might think that isn't his whole point of spreading the warning was to let people repent and listen to his words?
结果啊，尼尼微城的人个个都听从他所传的信息而悔改。结果他竟然不高兴啊。
So why was he angry seeing people listening to him and repenting?
为什么？
What is that?
因为他认为这些尼尼微城的人很坏，是他们以色列人的仇敌啊。
Because Jonah viewed the people of Nineveh as enemies of Israel and with wicked deeds.
他们是不配得救的啦。
And they were unworthy of salvation.
没想到这样神竟然能够原谅他们啊，赦免他们，不毁灭他们。
And he was furious that God was willing to have mercy on them.
在这个约拿他狭隘的这个种族观念里面，他不能接受这样的安排。
And Jonah's racist thought inhibited him from understanding God's love.
这个我们也看出约拿他的自义。
You can see his own sense of self-righteousness.
那这样的自义啊，当然是没有办法来成就神的绝对公义。
And his self-righteousness cannot fulfill God's justice.
这个甚至在这个盛怒之余的约拿还向神求死啊。
And in his perceived self-righteous anger, he even asked God to let him die.
神问他说：“你这样发怒合乎道理吗？”他甚至跟神说啊，我生气到死都是合道理的啦。
God asked him, "Do you have a right to be angry?" And he said, "Yes, I am. I have the right to be angry even to death."
这让我们看到说这个约拿，多么的好笑就好像这个小孩子一样的无知幼稚。
We can see that Jonah was acting like a spoiled child with a tantrum.
用自以为知、自以为是、自以为义。要来替代神的公义。
He wanted to substitute his own knowledge and viewpoints and righteousness for God's.
所以这样而发怒，让我们也更加的明白，人的怒气啊，是没有办法来成就神的公义的。
And we can understand from his story that a man's anger cannot result in the good works of God being done.
所以今天呢，在我们无论是生活里面或者是信仰里头啊。
So whether we, it is in life or in our faith,
我们也很容易会像约拿一样。
It's easy for us to fall into the same trap as Jonah.
想要用自以为义，自以为是的义啊，来替代神的公义。
And wanting to use our own sense of righteousness to substitute God's justice.
所以就会就会经常就会生气看这个也不满意，看那个也不喜欢。
As a result, we became easily angered and become unsatisfied at many things that we see.
这个我们要注意
This is something to be aware of.
那我们刚刚谈到说，为什么不要轻易生气的原因呢
？We talk about why we must not be quick to anger.
那我们接下来再谈谈。那当我们生气的时候，我们要怎么处理我们心中的怒气
？Next, let's talk about how we can stop our anger.
这个生气是一件很危险的事情。
Because anger is something that is potentially very dangerous.
你看生气那一个字跟危险那一个字只差了一个字母而已。Anger 跟 danger 只差多了一个 d 而已一字之差，生气就变成危险了。
Because adding The letter D to anger will result in danger.
同样的箴言并没有禁止我们这个生气，但是却是劝勉我们不要轻易的生气。
Again, Proverbs does not tell us to never get angry, but rather that we should not be quick to anger.
当我们生气的时候，那怎么办呢？
What should we do when we become angered?
我们同样，我们从两方面来学习，怎么样用智慧来处理我们心中的怒气。
Let's study two points as to how we can use our wisdom to dissipate our anger.
我们来看箴言的十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章的三十二节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
三十二节，不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。
He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city.
这里提醒我们说要怎么样来处理我们心中的怒气。
Here, it teaches us how we ought to take care of the anger inside of us.
这里说制服己心呢，也就是说我们要有克制我们怒气的这个意愿才可以。
We must have a heart to gain control over our anger.
那这里所谓的这个制服自己心中的怒气，可以包含两个层面来说。
We can look at this from two perspectives.
就是在程度上，还有时间上。
We can look at from a degree perspective or from a time perspective.
让我们的这个生气不会too over 太超过，让我们的生气不会说 too long 太长久。
So that we can control the degree to which we got anger as well as the length of anger.
那什么叫做让我们的生气不要太 over 太超过？
How do we not get too angry?
以弗所书的四章二十六节来看一下。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
来看以弗所书的四章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
四章二十六节，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。这一节经文除了告诉我们在生气的时候，我们应当要制服我们的心，不要让我们的怒气太过超过，也告诉我们不要让我们的怒气太过长久啊。
This verse teaches us that we cannot become too angry to the point of sinning, and that we should not.Let our anger linger for too long.
也就是说，当我们在生气的时候，我们要懂得克制自己。
When we become angry, we must learn to control ourselves.
不要让这个心中的怒气不断的高涨，不断的高涨。
And not let our anger overflow within us.
甚至去犯罪做错事情。
To the point of sinning.
那甚至我们要更进一步的，赶快让我们心里头的怒气不要太过长久赶快把它结束。
And we must proactively dissipate our anger so that it will not linger for too long.
摆脱这个情绪控制的这个阴影。
So that we can control our own desires and feelings.
这个就是这个以弗所书这里所说的生气却不要犯罪。
This is what it means when this passage says, "Be angry and do not sin."
虽然我们没有办法让我们自己绝对不生气。
Even though we cannot keep ourselves from ever getting angry.
但是我们却要防止我们在生气的时候不要做错事情。
We must make sure that when we become angry, we do not do anything that is wrong.
通常这个弟兄比姐妹容易生气。
Oftentimes, it's easier for a guy to get angry.
所以在提摩太前书的二章八节保罗告诉我们了。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, Paul specifically encourages us.
保罗呢说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争端，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
That men ought to raise up their holy hands in prayer without anger.
这个弟兄 比较容易啊，这个生起气来啊，就用拳头哦，要来发泄心中的怒气。
Because it's easier for men to use their own fist as a result of their anger.
那基督徒要学习在生气的时候啊，不是举起手来打人，而是举起手来祷告。
So, for the brothers in Christ, it's especially important for them to learn to raise their hands in prayer and not in strife when they become angry.
从神那边呢来领受力量啊，来克制我们心中的怒气。
So that they may receive strength from God and remove their inner anger.
尤其要夫妻之间更是这样子。
This is especially so among spousal relationships.
这个做丈夫的绝对不可以打太太哦。
A husband absolutely cannot beat his own wife.
因为神造男造女本来就不一样哦。男生呢比较有力气啊。
Because God created men and women differently.
那神让丈夫有力气，是要来保护家人、保护家庭用的。
And he gave more strength to the men so that they can use their strength to protect their family.
不是要来打自己的这个共同承受生命之恩的另一半，或者打自己的家人。
Not to use their strength to beat their own family members.
所以生气不要犯罪。
So when we become angry, we cannot sin.
对弟兄来讲更应当经常举起圣洁的手祷告求神帮助。
And for brothers, they must make the extra effort to raise their hands in prayer to ask God for help in dissipating their anger.
求神啊，赶快让我们脱离心中那个怒气的辖制。
And ask God to remove the anger within their hearts.
要有那个摆脱生气、不想继续生气的决心跟意愿。
So that they will have the desires to put away their anger as quickly as possible.
那这个是姐妹方面的功夫了。
And this is something that sisters can give us a lesson.
生气不要含怒到日落，要尽量赶快把它忘记，脱离那个生气的那个阴影跟辖制。
Which is that when we become angry, we must not let our anger drag on.
这个姐妹啊，记忆力比较好哦。
Because women tend to have longer term memory.
这个夫妻吵架之后啊，可能过了很久，但是太太都还是记得。
Even long after a fight has taken place, the wife may still remember it for a longer period of time than the husband.
那其实这是对我们不好哈，让我们经常就处在这个生气的阴影跟辖制下面。
And this is not good for us because we become bound by our anger.
让我们没有办法来处理我们心中的这个生气。
And we become unable to put our own anger in check.
所以第一个我们处理心中的怒气就是我们要有那个意愿来摆脱它来离开它。
So we must have the desires to gain control of our anger and to depart from it.
做到说生气不要犯罪那不要生气过久。
So that we can learn to not sin when we become angry and not to let the sun set on our anger.
那第二个。
The second thing.
怎么来处理我们心中的生气
How we can control our anger.
刚刚我们在箴言的十九章十一节那边读到。
If we look back at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
说宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
His glory is to overlook a transgression.
所以这里告诉我们要怎么样处理我们心中的怒气要借着宽恕别人的这个过失我们要有这样的一个决心我们就能够胜过心中的怒气。
This verse tells us that if we learn to overlook the transgressions of others, we can better control our anger.
那怎么这里所说的宽恕人的过失是什么意思？
What does it mean to overlook a transgression?
要怎么做到？
How do we do that?
其实宽恕往往包含两个方面。
To overlook means two things.
哦，这个宽恕哦，啊，往往包含一个就是能够体谅，啊，第二个就是能够原谅。
One is to empathize, and the other is to forgive.
哦，那有一个这个故事这么说啦。
There's a story that goes like this.
哦，有一个年轻人哦，他在路上，他哦到这个市场上哈、哦、去买东西，走在路上的时候啊。
There was a youth who was on the way to buy food from the market.
哦，那被后面的人呢、啊、推挤啊，结果哦倒到地上了。
This person was pushed by somebody from behind and fell to the ground.
哦，当然心里就很生气啊。
Of course, the first impulse is here is to get angry at that person.
后面那个人那么走路怎么那么不小心呢、啊？哦，把他给撞倒了。
How can a person be so clumsy as to knock me to the ground?
哦，正爬起来啊，正想要回头啊，骂那个人的时候。
And just as he was about to get up and yell at the other person.
哦，结果看到后面撞他那个人是个瞎子。
He saw that actually the person who bumped into him.Was a blind person.
哦，他马上心里头的怒气就消了。
So his anger dissipated.
哦，为什么
？Why is that?
哦，因为，哦，他知道对方啊不是有意的。
Because he understood that his other person did not bump into him purposefully.
哦，因为对方是瞎子，没有看到啊。
Because his other person was a blind person.
哦，所以他能够体谅对方。
So he was able to empathize with that person.
哦，那能够体谅对方。就很容易原谅对方了、
啊。When he was able to empathize with him, he was able to forgive.
哦，那个心里的怒气啊，就消失了。
So naturally, his anger dissipated.
所以同样的道理，如果我们能够体谅哦别人为什么会得罪我们
，So likewise for us, if we are able to have empathy on others and understand why they become angry with us,
哦，或者是伤害我们
，or why they brought harm to us.
哦，如果说啊，他不是故意的，哦。不是恶意的
，and we come to understand that they did not do this purposefully.
啊，我们就啊很容易哦，把我们心中的怒气啊，哦就化解掉哦，甚至我们还愿意去帮助对方。
And we will be able to let anger dissipate and even be willing to help them.
哦，这个是啊，哦我们要有肯宽恕人过失的决心呢、啊。
This is the type of mindset that we need to have. That we need.To be able to overlook the weaknesses of others.
哦，那这样我们也能够啊，帮助我们处理我们心中的怒气。
Then we will be able to control our inner anger.
哦，啊，那这样的一个决心，哦，不但是哦这个一次哦，甚至我们啊是经常要有的。
This determination is not a once in a lifetime affair, but something we need to work on throughout our lives.
哦。彼得曾经问耶稣说：“我饶恕人七个哦，这个啊，饶恕人七次可以不可以啊
？”Peter once asked Jesus, "How many times shall I forgive my brothers? Seven times is that enough?"
哦，耶稣说不是七次，而是七十个七次啊。
Jesus said, "Not seven times, but 70 times 7 times."
啊、哦，当然也不是77次49次的哈、哦。主耶稣的意思是哦，要完全的饶恕。
Jesus is not emphasizing on the number, but rather the ability to completely forgive a person.
哦，这也是一种决心哦。
And this is something that we need to work on.
哦，饶恕人的决心。
We must completely and fully forgive others.
那有这样的决心，我们就能够处理心中的这个生气。
And when we have this determination, we'll be able to control our inner anger.
哦，所以我们从箴言里头学习到说，为什么不要哦这个。啊，经常生气，轻易的生气。
So from Proverbs, we can learn why we should not be quick to anger.
哦，也学习到，当我们生气的时候，要怎么样处理我们心中的怒气、啊、
As well as what to do to curb our inner anger.
哦，愿神啊、能够帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord help each and every one of us.
哦，在我们日常生活里头，哦，在我们的信仰啊当中啊，我们都能够。当一个有见识啊的人
，so that we can be people who are self-controlled.
哦，我们懂得自我管理自己的情绪
，and we can control our own emotions and feelings.
哦，那我们就能够更加的平安，更加的健康
，so that we can be able to live in good health and peace.
我们再来唱诗，405首。
Let's sing hymn number 405.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We will now pray together.
我们为明天安息圣日的聚会来祷告。
Let's pray for the Sabbath service tomorrow.
那也为明天下午我们有一场这个告别的丧礼。
As well as the memorial service that will take place tomorrow afternoon.
是我们所敬爱的康妈妈她的告别式。
This memorial service will be for our beloved sister Kang.
我们也希望借着这一场的这个丧礼让他还没有信主的这个家人也能够接受主耶稣基督的这个福音。
And we hope that we can use this memorial service as an opportunity for family members to get to know Jesus Christ.
所以我们求主耶稣不但亲自来安慰擦去他们家人的眼泪也能够借着这个福音的信息让他们的家人也能够来认识神。
So we ask the Lord to wipe away their tears as well as to come and know Him.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
So let's all kneel down and pray together.